The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 5th chapter. And Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so they will see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of scribes and Pharisees, you'll never enter the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Grace to you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. The lesson today, all about potato chips and bonfires and good news, phenomenal news. This lesson could not be better on a day when we're having our annual meeting. Absolutely could not be better. We're actually in the second week of a long series where we're in the Beatitudes in the Gospel of Matthew. And that's important to keep in mind because some of what we hear in the Gospel of Matthew differs from the Gospel of John, particularly today, or the Gospel of Luke. And so we hear different things. And that's why we have four Gospels, because it tells the complete story. It's not an issue of saying, well, which is right and which is wrong. All of them are right, and all of them are teaching a particular point to a particular group of people at a particular time. So we're hearing these words from Jesus. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light to the world. And what's very important about this, and I know in the Gospel of John it's different, but Jesus is telling us this. These are words of good news for us. You are the salt of the earth. Now, we all know that if we eat too many salty potato chips, our blood pressure will go up and all kinds of bad things. But salt preserves. Salt keeps things. Salt is also very good. So you are the salt of the earth, and you are the light of the world. Sheer blessing, sheer affirmation of our lives and commissioning. So how could it be any better than to hear these words from Jesus on the day of our annual meeting, when we do these mundane things called approving a spending plan for 2020. It's not a mundane thing at all. It's not a mundane thing, even that's how I said it. Our approving of a spending plan for 2020 is affirming the promises that Jesus has given us in today's gospel, that you are the salt of the earth. You are the light to the world. How do those things fit into a spending plan? Very easily, because what we agree to fund for the next year, be it staff, be it programming, be it outreach into our community, is affirming that, yes, Jesus, we agree. We are the salt of the earth. You have given us that commission, that promise. And we are the light to the world. Common sense says you're not going to put a candle under a bushel basket and hide it, or think you're hiding it, because we'll soon have a fire. We are on a hill to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. I was talking to Bill this week about the window here, and I learned some things that I had no idea about, and that at night, and maybe some of you don't know this either, at night, the stained glass is opened up, the cross is turned outward to face the street, the crucifix, outward to face the street, and there is a light shining on it. We are a light to the world, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ into our community. So, this is a very busy time in the life of St. Matthew Lutheran Church. Going through the transition time, hoping and praying for calling a new settled pastor to lead us into the future. And it's very easy to hang on to the past and say, we want things exactly as they were 20 years ago. It's not going to be. It's 2020. We don't know what the future holds for us, but this we can be assured that God is holding our future in God's hands, securely. Our job, our commissioning from Jesus is to be the salt of the earth, to get out there and flavor the world with the love of Jesus Christ. How we do that in the years to come, I'm not sure. I'm in the third tier of my life, like so many of us are. I'm not sure how to do it in the future. And that's why we're looking for a pastor to lead us into that future. We want to continue being the salt of the earth because Jesus has given us that commission. In baptism, we're handed a candle that says, "Let your light so shine before others that they can see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." We are light to the world. And we are the salt of the earth. So I'm going to do something different in my sermon today. And I'd like you to pull out this piece of paper that's in your bulletin. I asked you to get a pencil out. And I'm actually going to take time in my sermon. I know many of you were at the meeting last week. Sometimes it's easier to write things down and not have to verbalize it. There are questions on here. And if you notice on the windows coming into the sanctuary, the call committee has posted some of the responses from last Sunday. It's really powerful to read those. So remembering the promises that Jesus has given us, that you are the salt of the earth, no matter what our age, we are the light to the world to share the good news of Jesus Christ. How would you answer these questions? You can write it on the back and then just put it into the offering plate. So I'm just going to be quiet for a while. There should be pencils in our pews. If I was a teacher in school, I'd ask you to hold up your pencil if you were finished. Are some of you still writing? I think so. Okay. My brothers and sisters, in the waters of baptism, we were washed with the waters, the life-giving waters. We were washed with the waters of forgiveness and love and peace and grace. That is what gives us the courage to be able to go forward, not to constantly look backwards. We're never going to go back to 1950 or 1960 or 1970. It is 2020. And that can be very frightening. But it is by the grace of God that we can put our feet forward and move ahead, trusting these promises that Jesus has given us. You are the salt of the earth. You're meant to flavor this earth. And you are a light set and given to shine into this world that God has created. And will that light shining be the same as it was 20 years ago? No. But with God's grace, we can go forward. And that's what a spending plan is all about. It's not just numbers on a page. It's about mission. It's about ministry. Amen.